5.
Yud Ches Iyar, Lag BaOmer, Sunday the 14th of May, Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein, Lag BaOmer. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Le'il Nishmas, Rabbi Ephraim Fishel, Ben Reb Yoel Aryeh, Zecher Livracha.
Good morning, good vach. It's a pleasure to be with you again here at the Torah Way. I'm actually here for a Simcha Baruch Hashem family wedding, but the wedding's not till this afternoon, so I was able to be mevatel a bit of Achmasas Kala for a Talmud Torah. So I wanted to begin by noting a pasuk in yesterday's parsha, Emor, which really stands out. Perikav Gimel of Vayikra, it's all about the Moadim, it's the laning for Yom Tov, here in Chutzlar, it's all the more so. And it keeps on going, Pesach, and Omer, and Shavuos, and Yom Neroim, and Sukkos. In the middle of everything, after Shavuos, there's a pasuk of a kutzrechem es getzir artzecha. Lo sechalech asodcha bekutzrecha, veleket getzircha, leket shikcha peya. And it really seems to just be in the middle of everything. Rashi comments, Rashi brings, the person gives the matnas anim, it's like he built the Beis HaMikdash and brought Karbonos, which itself is a chiddush, because the Beis HaMikdash and Karbonos are not dafka exclusively shayach to the Moadim. Chumash Vayikra has been about Karbonos from the very beginning. Not only has the Torah put this pasuk there, it's repeated the pasuk there, because it's almost word for word a repetition of a pasuk in last week's parsha in Kedoshim, over Kutzucha. So the Kitzer, Ma Inyan Bekutzucha, Meitzel Har Sinai, Eretz Righteous after Shavuos there. So perhaps one may suggest as follows. A footnote in the Pachad Yitzchak in Shavuos talks about the fact that in Parshas Kisisa, the Medrash notes that when the pasuk talks about the luchos, the shnei luchos abris, it's written choser, without the second vav. You could almost read it as luchas. And the Medrash says that teaches you that the two luchos were shavim. They were as they were equal to each other, equal in size. Perhaps we don't see that as a chiddush. That's because we suffer from an optical illusion. If you've ever seen the shoals, the way they depict the Aseres HaDibros, they give you two words per dibur, which is fine if the dibur is two words long. Lo tirtzach and lo tidnaf and lo tignaf are two words long. Shabbos is all kiddush. And they call zochares. So you look at that and you see, well, obviously they were equal. That's called cheating. Belaz. But the truth is there's much more text on the first luach than the second, but nonetheless, the lamentcha that the two luchos were equal. Luchas. And the shail is, what's the lamentcha? Why is that important for me to know? And the footnote explains that the first luach, as we know, is devoted to matters ben adam lachaver, ben adam lamokan, is to say Shabbos, Emuna, Avodah Zarah, even Kibud Avaim, the Ramban explains that it's really to take a person back to ben adam lamokan. And then the second is ben adam lachaver. There is a tendency for someone who thinks that they wish to develop in Ruchnius or in Kedusha or in religion, they think upwards. That is to say, Ben Odom Lamokam. If you would ask them to name a person doing something religious, they'd probably say davening or learning, and of course they are. What about people? Well, you know, there's also mitzvahs there, but they sometimes can take a second place. And the Torah wishes to redress that imbalance. And to emphasize that as mitzvahs go, the two sets of mitzvahs are absolutely equal. They are completely equal in terms of their chashivas and in terms of their ruchnias. The common notion of religion is that people, they get in the way of religion. They get in the way of your ruchnias development. Along comes the Torah and says that people are a way to ruchnias development. This was originally the chiddush of Avraham Avinu. The Chiddush Harim says, you know, when he had the war with the four kings, the Malkut Tzedek came out. It's very interesting. The Torah tells us that Malkut Tzedek, after Avram in his his Talmidim, however many there were left, went to war as a Maki Tzedekah, made a Kiddush. Tzilechem v'yayin. What's the point? The point is, Maki Tzedekah Tzina, a great Kiddush. He's a Kohen Kel Elyon. Kohen Kel Elyon means, if you're a man of religion, it's only up. Kel Elyon. Shem is Elyon, you're Elyon, no one should be allowed to interfere. Avraham Avinu brought a tremendous Kiddush into the world, and that is that part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to act and to live their lives is to take care of other people. And people thought that he was wrong. They didn't understand that at all. But the proof of the Mahalach is that when he went to war against these four armies, someone clearly was maskim to Avraham Avinu. Clearly there's a higher force that is behind him. And that was an einfall from Malki Tzedek. Avraham Avinu is taking care of people, and look at the divine assistance he gets. So Malki Tzedek said, you know what, maybe I should try it. Maybe I should make a Kiddush myself. It's a new idea. Closer to our times, of course, this is became the Kiddush, so to speak, of Rabbi Saul Salanter, to bring it back, to bring back Ben Adam Lachaveiro to the full status. His famous Hidur when baking matzahs was to be careful how he spoke to the woman who cleaned the kelim in between. She's an amona, and people used to hurry her. And that was his hidur. And the nekuda is, he felt that made the matzahs more kosher. They would have been less kosher if they would have come off the nervous system of this poor woman. In fact, it's told that he was once walking, these were chidushim for people around him. He's walking with a chaver, with a fellow Talmid Chacham. They get to the place where they're staying. And when they open the door. They open the door. So you know how it is with Talmid Chachamim. You should go first, and you should go first. But no, you're Meyuchas, but you're more Meyuchas, and you're a Kohen, and you're a Levi, and you're a Shlishi. It can go seven hakafas. Until finally one of them just gives up, or gets pushed through the door. On this occasion, this person turns to Rabbi Saul and says, please, after you. And Rabbi Saul says, oh, thank you very much. Walks in the door. This is very disorientating if you're gearing up for the full seven rounds. So when he comes in, after this person realized that Rabbi Saul wasn't there anymore and followed him in, so Rabbi Saul turned to him and says, I see you're a little bit puzzled. Normally I put up more of a fight. Because who should go in the door first? It's a machlokas between me and you. I think you. And you think me? Suffolk. But one thing's for sure. It's the middle of the winter. Someone has paid money to heat up this inn. And the door is open. And all that heat is going out. So I'm the Suffolk greater Talmid Chacham. You're the Suffolk greater Talmid Chacham. But we're both Vadai Gazlonim if we just stand here and have this luxury machlokas on someone else's expense. And this was really part of his Kiddush. So anyone who's the heirs to the Musar movement, even though it doesn't exist the way it used to, but that it should be not a Kiddush, but it needs Chizuk. And that's why the Torah finishes, interrupts almost, after Pesach, Omer, Shavuos, before it moves on. Uvekutzrechem is ketzir artzrechem. Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah. Everyone's ready to receive the Torah. And what does it mean to receive the Torah? They're learning, and of course they are, and so they should be. But the Torah puts this in. It almost goes out of its way to put it in, because it mentioned it last week already. They can't leave Shavuos without reinforcing. So this is also part of Shavuos. It's an equal partner in Shavuos, Matnas Anim. And Be'emes, this could very well be at least part of what is behind Minag Yisrael. It's not halachas per se. In Minag Yisrael, is to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. And for those who stay up all night, it's a chiddush for them that that's what they read, but that is what they read. And Ma Inyan Rusek Sol Shavuos, there's many Biurim, Geirus, and David HaMelech. The Medrash Rus Rabbah talks about Megillas Rus and says, HaMegillah HaZos, Ein Ba Lo Lo Isser Ve Lo Heter, even though there are a couple, but I guess it's not the ikkar. And even though there's other Megillas, which also we don't know halachas from, but we're talking about Rus. Below nichtava elo diacha kamasocha tov legom lechasodim. The point of the Megillah is to teach you the sachar gminas chasodim. Rus gave up everything, stuck with Naomi, and that chesed led her to become ima shel malchus. That is why this Megillah was written. So what we do to the Megillah is what the Torah did to the Parshas HaMoadim. As surely as the Torah didn't leave off Shavuos without reiterating, so we can't be Mekabel Torah and Shavuos without reading the Megillah of Socher Tov Shel Gemilas Chasad. And I'd like to maybe move from there to discuss with Be'ema a question which really should bother us. The days of the Omer have changed completely from their natural state. The Ramban says that they should really have a status of Chol HaMoed and look around the Omer, everyone's unkempt and unshaven and it's Avelus and over the Misa of the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. And the Shaila is, what happened? And also, why are we in Avelus? So the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, as we know, Lo Nogu Kovet Zebazeh, and it's very difficult. Because Lo Nogu Kovet Zebazeh is not a good thing. But it's not in the Chiyuvei Mises. I mean, that is an extreme reaction. It's important to identify Lo Nogu Kovet Zebazeh. It's true, and it's not Chiyuv Misa. Not for one person, and not for 1,000 people, not for 24,000 people. I would say, with all due respect, to all due respect. And they were all killed. Except, I think perhaps what's happening is something else. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they weren't killed because of what they did. They were killed because of what they would have done. It wasn't about the past. It was about the future. And by that I mean, the Gemara tells us in the Maseches Brachos and Daf Zayin, well-known statement in the Gemara, Gedola Shimusha Shel Torah Yoseh B'Limuda, serving Torah, greater than learning Torah. That brings a riot from Elisha ben Shaphat, Asher Yatzak Mayim, Ayidei Eliyahu. You see, Elisha, he washed Eliyahu's hands as if that was his greatest achievement. Like he never did anything else in his life. He was his Talmud Muvak, and he became the Novi after him. But the Gemara says, yeah, Lomad, Lonemar, Elo Yatzak Mayim. The greatest thing you can say about him is that he washed Eliyahu's hands. Interestingly, the Gemara doesn't bring a raya, although the Chovas HaVavas, when he talks about this, does, brings a raya from the Chumash. Umesharsav Yoshua ben Nun Na'ar. Yoshua is referred to as Moshe's Mesharis, not his Talmud. Shimusha Shel Torah, the same idea. But of course, the Shaila is, what does it mean? How can it be? Gedola Shimusha Yosem Limuda. Again, it's important to be Mesharis and be Meshamish Tam Nechav. But why are you Meshamish him? What's so great about him? Well, he learned Torah. So, what's a very great thing to learn Torah? So you learn Torah. Why do you choose to serve someone who learns Torah? You can do it yourself. The Maariv Chayis, in his Haggos there, quotes from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that when the Gemara says, Gedola Shimusha Shel Torah Yosem Milimuda, what it means is, Shimusha Shel Torah is greater than learning because it's a greater way of learning than learning. In other words, Shimusha Shel Torah gives the person the opportunity to be in contact with and close encounters with the Talmud Chacham and to learn from example, to see Torah, to absorb Torah. And that's a greater way of learning. I mean, Lahavdil is basically saying actions speak louder than words. It's a more effective way of learning and more impactful way of learning than formal learning or talking or... Because there's certain aspects of the mitzvah that can never really be put into words. But if you see it, you absorb it. And therefore, Shimusha Shel Torah is greater than Talmud Torah because it's a greater way of learning than Talmud Torah. If that's true for positive messages, it's also true for negative messages. And what that means is, if the Rebbe speaks about something, but his behavior says something else, the message will come through from Shimusha Shel Torah negatively, and will counteract and offset and override, really, anything that he may say to the contrary. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, when they died with it, they were Talmidim. If they had not been killed, they would have become Rebbeim. And they would have become all of the Rebbeim. Because the Gemara says that when they died, the world was Shomeim, until Rabbi Akiva found replacements. Rabbeinu Shebedarim, which is what today, part of what today is all about. Which means that these 24,000, they were the cross-spectrum of teachers, of Rebbeim. And if Lo Nagu Kovet Zeh Bazeh, that means that they would have transmitted a distorted shape of Torah. Because through their behavior, they would have sent a message that Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, isn't that important? The Talmidim would see how they relate to each other. And if that's how they relate to their Chaveiro, knowing what about to the Talmidim. And the message comes through from across the board. The other person's not important. But your learning's important, and your Ben Adam L'Moko's important. But that's a steerer to Matan Torah. Because the Luchos themselves say that's not true. Sometimes, to prevent a distortion of Torah, it really is Yehorik Val Yavor. It's a famous marshal in the Yom Shel Shlomo Bava Kama in the fifth parak. To present a false message of Torah can be Yehorik Val Yavor. And in this instance, we can't comment more than that, but Shkoch El Yonah determined that it would have been worse for them to stay alive because the Torah of Ledoros would have come out wrong. And that's worse. And that's why they all died during the days of the Omer, which are days of leading up to Matan Torah. Because in a sense, they were leading people away from Matan Torah as it was given. And the sense, the idea that comes out, again, it's for us, Baruch Hashem, it's not a chiddush, but it does need chiddush. But certainly at special times, we can lose sight of other people. And Rabbi Yitzchak Kochan Inspector, who was very different in his approach to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, as you may know, an opponent of what was then the Muslim movement. But that's only because he says if you learn Torah, you get the message. And to hear how he learns a pasuk, everything that we're saying is summed up for him in one pasuk in Parshas Truma. The Kruvim, which are on top of the Oron, and they represent the product of Torah, the way the Torah describes them is with two points. Vayu akuvim, porsei knofayim lemala, upneim ishalachim. Their wings were spread upwards, and they were facing each other. And the Rabbi Yitzchak Kochanan said, that is what a ben Torah looks like. On the one hand, porsei knofayim lemala, wings are spread up, meaning high ambitions, ben adam lamakom, b'pneim ish elachiv. At the same time, not losing sight of the other person. The person shouldn't rise higher in ruchnius because they just stepped on somebody else. And he was no adorish, but no emekayim, for anyone who knows the way that he conducted himself. It's possible to say that the most, I would say, extreme expression of this idea of having Adam Lamakim, Adam Lachaveira, which in our superficial times, we can only think in binary terms, so we can only establish how important something is by demonstrating how unimportant the other thing is. So as we wish to grow in Ben Adam Lamakim, it's got to be in competition. It's one or zero. And we lose out, because then they're meant to harmonize each other. They come from the same source and they head to the same place. The Gemara tells us, person is chayev adam lotzeis lidei abrius. The person should never bring suspicion upon himself. Should always, you don't have to be obsessed with what other people think, and that shouldn't be your prime motivation. But you shouldn't lose sight of it. It's the other side of dan lekaschus. We always hear of the how to judge a person favorably, but the person being judged, the nidon, also has an achrayas. Don't put a person in that situation that he has to judge you favorably. And what's the source? The earliest source, actually, according to the Medrash HaGadol, is Yosef and the brothers. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi, the brothers saw that Yaakov had died, and they said, Lu yistameinu Yosef. Yosef is, he's probably going to do something bad to us. He's going to pay us back for what we did. They were quite sure of that. So sure, in fact, they felt it was pikuach nefesh. And they made up a story, and the Pasuk talks about it. Avicha tziva, you know, Yaakov, before he passed away, he said, tell Yosef, please give him the message. And it wasn't true. They felt it was pikuach nefesh. Why did they think that Yosef would punish them? Were they just afraid? Did they see something? Did they notice something? So Yeh showed them that Yosef wasn't makar of them as much at that stage. The Medrash HaGadol says an unbelievable thing. When Yaakov Avinu passed away, so they all went up to Eretz Canaan to bury him. And on the way back, says the Medrash, they passed by the pit that Yosef had been thrown into by the brothers. How much had changed since then? Everything had changed. And this was the last time Yosef was there. He was almost dead. He was almost nothing. They sold him for 20 zuz. It's not a lot of money. It says, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. That's what he looked, how much it was worth by the time he came out. And here he is, top of the world. So that's a very special place for him. And he made a bracha. He went over to the pit, took a look, and said, Baruch she'asani leis b'makom hazeh. That part, I think, is quite well known. What is not so well known is how the Medrash continues. Because Yosef made this bracha, the brothers had no idea what he was doing. They knew what they saw. They saw Yosef. Everybody knew where that pit was. I mean, it's... He broke away, went to the pit, had a look inside, and he's saying something. He's muttering something to himself, looking very intensely at the pit. The brothers took one look at each other and says, we are in trouble. Something bad is going to happen. Did you see how he looked at the pit? I don't know what he was saying, but we need to protect ourselves. But they thought he was plotting against them. And they made up a story. But what's the moral of the story? Now we have this background. Not to forget. The moral of the story is the Medrash brings us as an example of Chayev Adam Lotzes Lidei Abrios. In other words, the point that the Medrash wants to get to, unbelievably, is that this is all said in criticism of Yosef. Chayev Adam Lotzes Lidei Abrios. A person shouldn't bring himself under suspicion. He shouldn't have done that. Or he should have maybe said the bracha a little bit louder. They could say amen. Or something. And that is truly amazing. Because I think if anyone in history would ever be forgiven for taking just a bin Adam Lamaka moment alone, without having to worry, what does it look like? It would be Yosef. I think that's fair. A few decades of Agmas Nefesh, I think, earns you a moment to make a bracha, not to worry about anybody else. And along comes the Medrash and says, that's not true. It didn't need to come on the cheshbon of the brothers' fear or anything like that. Even at such a time like that, don't forget other people. He should have had the presence of mind to take into account, wait, does this look, it's unbelievable. He should not be concerned on their behalf. Does it look like I'm plotting to kill them? Who would think such a thing? Well, they thought such a thing, and he should have thought of it too. Ad kedekah. And that really teaches us how the two be'emes, again, they harmonize. And not only do they harmonize, they energize each other. And I'd like to just be messiah with, to understand not only are they equal in importance, and they shouldn't get in each other's way. Look, you always need to make decisions. Sometimes you have to make decisions even between Menod and Amokam. You've only got enough money for a mezuzah or for tefillin. You've got to choose. But choosing is one thing, but the other one doesn't become the enemy. And Be'emes, there's a further nekuda. Ben Adam Lamokim, Ben Adam Lachaveiro are not only, shall we say, equal, but they strengthen each other. Ben Adam Lamakam strengthens Ben Adam Lachavir. And to give an example as to how that can be, it's really from this week's Parsha, Bahar, which we began to read yesterday. Shmita, what is Shmita? Is it Ben Adam Lamakam? Is it Ben Adam Lachavir? Well, the answer is yes, because it's both. Ben Adam Lamakam, Shabbos Hashem, lay off the land. Ben Adam Lachavir, all the produce is Hefker. It's both. But not only is it both, it's a composite mitzvah. Because the Ben Adam Lachaveiro, in the form that it is, could never exist without Ben Adam Lamakam. How so? Ben Adam Lachaveiro is your classic act of giving, an act of kindness. But even an act of kindness has a giver and a receiver. Okay, what can you do? You've got to give, and if you give, you're the giver. If he receives, it's the receiver. What can you do? Is there anything you can do? There's one thing you can do. It's called Hefkerus. It's a higher level than Chesed. Because Hefker means there isn't even a giver. Imagine the Balabayas, he lines up together with everybody else to walk into his field, what used to be his field. There isn't even a giver or receiver. They just eat together. Not everyone is zochet to such a level. Some people live like that. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, they say, lived like that. His house was absolute Hefkerus. It was just the highest level of Chesed. People used to make themselves at home. And he himself just went to sleep wherever he could find a place because there was normally someone in his bed and someone over there. They say that someone once had been there for 2 weeks just living in his house. And people realize you can, you know, live in the Rav's house. And so he turned to someone and he said, you know, like, did they ever throw you out of here? Is there ever like too much? He didn't realize the person he was asking was Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. And Reb Chaim said to him, you know, I've been living here for years. No one's really thrown me out. It's mamash hefkeiros. In the highest sense of the word. There's no giver. There's no receiver. How can that be? How can such a level of Ben Adam Lachaveiro exist? It comes to Ben Adam Lamokko. If the land is mine, so I give my food. Shmita says it's not yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Once you have that higher vision, hefker. So the Ben Adam Lamakam leads to a completely different level of Ben Adam Lachavir. And so it is with many, many mitzvahs. I'll be messiah with a Dvar Drush. It's based on the Arizal. Kiddush Levana is such a mixture, seemingly, of so many different things. It seems to go in all different directions, as you know. People go in all different directions. Siman Tov and Mazal Tov and David Melech Yisrael and Shalom Aleichem and it's the moon and Lam Natzeach. And the Arizal says the Kiddush Levana is about that we say, should we say Shalom Aleichem? Well, what is that for? Some people, they like to keep a chazak, you know, once a month they say hello to someone, so you know, they shouldn't lose their, but the Arizal says that we're terribly bothered by the Miut HaLavana. But the Miut HaLavana, and we daven that it should be restored. Why is that so important to us? You know, we've got our own problems, I think. Don't worry about the moon. But the Miut HaLavana represents all the imperfections in the world. It began with the moon, but then it rippled outwards. It's really all the imperfections, and it began with the moon saying, there's not enough room for the two of us. And therefore, not only do we daven lemalas begimis halavana, but we take a step in that direction because that's how we are sometimes. There's not enough room from the two of us. And so at this time, when we're davening lemalas begimis halavana, you turn to the person next to you. He says, Shalom Aleichem. And that's it's me'ena tikkun. There's room for the two of us. And I would add, perhaps, you know, the Gemara says that Kiddush Levana, it's Kabbalas Pnei Ashkina. Why is it Kabbalat Pnei Shechinah? It's Kabbalat Pnei Shechinah because you recognize Hashem as the one behind the workings of the world. With the lunar cycle and certainly the daily cycles and all of the natural cycles. When you bless Hashem for the moon, you're basically blessing him for the way that he runs the world. No. So when you've come to a point of recognition that it's Hashem who runs the world, that's when you can turn to the person next to you and say hello. You see, we go through sometimes thinking that we run the world. Well, if I run the world, I don't have time for anybody else, especially because it's my world, so I'm not sure what everyone else is even doing here. And then, so it's really, it's a breakthrough. because when you reach that point of MS again, and it's Hashem who runs the world, no, Hashem's world, there's plenty of room for everyone. So again, the bin Adam Lamakom of Kabbalah's bin Hashkina, that's what really allows you to turn to the person next to you to say Shalom Aleichem, with all the things that leave from there. I wish you all a good Bach, and all the best.